This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. It's back to school week. That means more students and their families are returning to Carbondale as Southern Illinois University prepares to open its fall semester. Interim Chancellor John Dunn is in studio. John, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Jennifer. It's nice to talk with you and your listeners.
So people are well aware that the fall semester is about to begin. One of the bright spots that you'll be talking about, I'm sure, is the approval of a new nursing program for the Carbondale campus that was approved last week by the Board of Education.
Right. Thank you very much. Yes, the Illinois Board of Higher Education approved some very important programs last Tuesday on the 6th of August, a new program in nursing. Also occupational therapy, a doctoral program, and a doctoral program in physical therapy. And we had another program we haven't spoken as much about, but very important, and that's in business analytics. So all four were approved.
All of those things, when you talk about having new programs added and this reorganization that is still in progress on the Carbondale campus, how much of that is tied to trends? Are you looking at what students are asking for or what the industry demands?
A bit of both. Students are very cognizant, very aware. The health professions, the health fields, great opportunities for jobs, employment, and also, of course, our industry partners, and in our case, strong relationships with Southern Illinois Healthcare that has been extremely supportive of our nursing program, as well as the OT and PT. They have invested in those programs as well. So I'm very thankful to Rex Buddy and his team. They get it. They understand it. And but they don't always, they're not always just saying, you guys need to do this. They're there to help and to support, and it's about teamwork.
And that will take a little bit of time to spin up. The students won't begin this year. Is that correct?
They will start in the sense of taking general education requirements, preparing themselves for the curriculum. It'll be fully implemented in fall of 2020, but we will begin right now the process of mentoring and guiding and advising students to make sure they're taking the right courses. They're going to need, obviously, the sciences, chemistry, etc. Nursing is a very, very important field, and it's a rigorous field. And bright young students are going to find it attractive, demanding, and exciting.
What do you think in terms of enrollment? How will this help the overall enrollment, and how long before that's fully realized?
Well, I think that ultimately will be about 300 students in our nursing program. There really will be three tracks. One is the student who, from entering the university, says, I want to be a nurse, and they'll follow that program. We also know that there are many professionals out there, registered nurses, that would like to have a Bachelor of Science degree, so we have an option and a track there as well. And then there are individuals who have extremely strong science backgrounds, have been doing something very important and good work, but they would like to take that science background and convert that into a way that they could become a nurse. So there are really three tracks there, and they're exciting, and we're very pleased to be able to offer those.
And, of course, there are the other programs as well in physical therapy, occupational therapy, again, adding to the expertise for those degrees already offered.
We will. Those programs will be smaller by nature, but certainly, again, 30, 35 students in each program. And by the way, occupational therapy and physical therapy, given the needs of our society, those two programs will be the only programs like that we're offering within a 7-hour radius. So they're extremely unique, and they will be well received by students who are looking for great options and opportunities.
As we take a look at the timeline here, we're coming back to school, new students, returning students, and the big question that everyone always wants to know, what's enrollment going to look like this year? Any ideas?
Yeah, no, we're tracking that very, very carefully. We never know until we do the 10th day count, but we have predictive abilities to kind of look. We're pleased in the sense of our freshman numbers look encouraging. As do our transfer numbers. The big unknown for us, and it's this way everywhere in the United States, international students. They're arriving right now. Some have long wanted to be here, but they can't get visa clearance. It's a challenging time for the international students.
How has recruiting changed under the current administration in terms of international students?
Well, that's a very good question. Andrew Carver heads up our international programs. He travels, obviously. It's still the nature of the relationships, and it's still personal in that sense. You need to be there. You need to be eyeball to eyeball with people. You develop trust, relationships. Their sons or daughters go here? Their sons and daughters want to go here because dad, grandparents went here. So I'll be traveling I think it's September, I don't know the exact dates, to China. I've done that many, many times at other places, but it is personal. You have to have those relationships and trust.
John Dunn is the Interim Chancellor at Southern Illinois University Carbondale. Dr. Dunn, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
You're listening to WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.